Everybody wants to be a minister because they want to help people. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital, California, with a thought for today. Everyone wants to be a minister because they want to help people. They want to help people because they see people in need. They see people with problems. They see people with the world just threatening down on top of them. Well, what we teach is that what you see is what you are. If you see the world in need of having people help it, if you see the world in need of being needing help and needing somebody to lift it up, then that's you. That's you. And when you go around with a chip on your shoulder and you go around upset about the world, you're upset with the different countries for the wars that they're in and the different ways the government is conducting itself, when you're upset that way, that's what you created. Now, why would anyone in their right mind create something like that? Well, I don't know the difference. Well, you do know the difference because you know that the law of cause and effect is always evident. It always works. We deal with everything by the law of cause and effect. We have a lot of our student ministers. We have them take the courses of the University of Healing because they want to, for self-improvement, and they want to work to eventually become a minister, and they want to do all sorts of things. Well, but basically, first is for self-improvement. So, as soon as they begin realizing that the principle works so beautifully, they want to go out and tell other people all about the principle. They want to go out and tell other people how wonderful the principle is, how grand the principle is, how fantastic the principle is. And they forget one little thing. And that little thing is, prove it. Prove it in your own life. Prove it in your own experience. Prove it in your own friends and in your own family and your own world. Prove it that the principle works. And if you prove it that the principle works, then you come to the conclusion, hey, I work the principle by working it in me. I work the principle of working in me, not by helping other people work it. I'm not going to go around teaching people how to use the principle. I'm going to be a living example of using the principle. I'm going to be a living example of putting the principle to work, putting the principle in motion, putting the principle in the way that I want to have it work for me. And that's what it's all about, because that's all that matters, is what I do for myself. And then when you come to that realization, then you say, oh, our government is all mixed up. The legislators are all a bunch of foul balls and so forth. And I say to you, oh, is that what you see? Then that's what you are. What do you want the legislators to do? Well, I want them to conduct their activity in government with honesty and integrity, with purity, with thoughtfulness, with love, with joy, with benefit for everyone, recognizing that the citizens of the United States come first, and then after that, the rest of the world. That citizens of the United States and their needs, their desires, and their wants, and their will is first. And you say, my goodness, is that right? Isn't that what you mean? Well, sure. If a father doesn't take care of his own family first, what good is it for him to try to help the whole neighborhood? Mm-hmm. If the father takes care of himself first and his family first, then his family can be a benefit to everyone else because they're a living example. The legislators of the United States have a tendency to be pressured into helping people from other countries around the world a great deal, in helping people in the United States who are not citizens, in helping people who have problems and who are creating problems, and allowing them to come into the United States in the first place without being legal immigrants and taking the responsibility. And what does a legal immigrant have the responsibility for? He must learn English. He must become an American citizen within a given number of years, or he must leave. A legal immigrant has those responsibilities, and perhaps a few more that don't come to mind. But that's what the government demands. But the government doesn't demand that. The next thing you know, they allow these legal immigrants to bring their families over, and to bring all of their friends over, and to bring all of the other people who are not having agreed to be United States citizens. Now, how do we change something like that? Well, we could be very cold about it and say, get out. Or we could be very warm and say, I see every person walking into the United States with the desire to become a United States citizen. I see every person who has immigrated to the United States learning English with great enjoyment and great joy. I see every person coming into the United States as being a benefit to the United States, as finding this as the place of using their talents to their highest and best and being outstanding and fantastic people. That's what I see. I see people coming into the United States being fabulous. Okay? Now I see people coming into my business as being fabulous. I don't have a bunch of flakes coming in my business who just want to have coffee breaks all the time. I see them coming there and wanting to work, wanting to put something out, wanting to publish something, wanting to do the work that has to be done in the business. And when we're putting out books and we're putting out magazines and we're putting out newspapers and so on, I see them eagerly coming up with new ideas of how to do it better and better and better. And it's an exciting adventure. Well, how do I do that? I do that because I think that I push them around. I tell them what to do. Or do I do that because I see them doing it? Because I utilize the principle, the law of cause and effect, which says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Whatever you think about, whatever you visualize, that's what you do. Now, there are a lot of people that say, oh, I'd like to be rich, I'd like to be rich, oh, I want to be rich, I want to be rich, 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 rich. Well, what do you mean by rich? You don't even know how to handle the money you got. You don't even know how to make the money you got grow and expand. The wealthy people of this country have taught their children how to use money well. They've taught them how to spend it on good values and get good stocks and good bonds and good things, and not to just spend it because they got it. If people spent money just because they had it, which some people do, they would soon be without it. No matter how large the sum may be. No matter how large the sum may be. Now, Bill Gates, you say, he's got $58 billion in his philanthropic fund, or more than that now. It's $198 billion, whatever it is. A lot of money. It keeps growing. Now, Bill Gates would like to get out of that and just retire. Well, then appoint someone to take your place. Hire someone to take over. Tell someone to do whatever the job is to be done. Pay him to do it. And you leave it alone. Did Bill Gates leave Microsoft and go into his philanthropic fund? Yes. When he did that, what did he do? He left it alone. Now, he doesn't have the talent or the time to do both things at once. He doesn't have the interest to do both things at once. So he has chosen his philanthropic organization as his chief activity, and well, that it should be so. Now, what is your chief activity? Is your chief activity being a hairdresser? Is your chief activity being a cook or a bottle washer? Is your chief activity being a secretary or whatever it is? Are you the best? Are you doing the very best? Are you the finest that there is? Well, my boss doesn't pay me enough to be the finest. Oh, my goodness sakes. You can never be paid enough to be the finest. Because as you are the finest, someone will find you and pay you what you're worth because they will want you. Google is a bunch of jerks. They take the geniuses and the nerds of the world and they train them in their factory. They have these, what is it, 71 restaurants or something, gourmet restaurants to feed them, and they do everything, and they train them, and they say, now, I want you to go and play tennis, and I want you to think about ideas and think about them, and use it for think tank. And then these people are coming up with great ideas. They're coming up with super ideas. And then what happens? People from other companies, they come over and want to hire them out, want to steal them away. And the people at Google say, hey, I like what I'm doing. I like the attitude here. The environment here is just enough to encourage me to be my finest and my best. And I'll get appreciated. I have a percentage of anything that I come up with because that's just the way we've worked it out. If I come up with an idea and the Google manufactures it and produces it, markets it, and so I get a percent. And that's a whole lot better than I could do on my own. And that's a whole lot better than I could do with another company where they would take my idea and kick me out. Because this is what happens. So now, they know what's going on. Google knows how to get the best out of people by giving them the best. Now, do you want the best out of your life? Well, the way to get it is to give it. Do you want to be a minister and go out and help the world and correct the world's faults and take care of all the people who are having problems and so on? I don't really think anybody wants to do that. Or do you want to go out and be a minister that sees all the world successful, happy, hearty, doing beautiful things and accomplishing beautiful goals? What do you want to do? What kind of a world do you want? Whatever kind of world you want, you get. People who are in my employ, they come and talk to me when they have problems. And I work with them. And I let them tell me what their problems are. And then we work on the solutions. They tell me when they have little ups and downs and ins and outs. And I say, hey, no problem. Let's work that out. Let's come to a conclusion on that. And then later, some of the people who don't come and talk to me, they say, well, I wanted to do this, but I couldn't do that. And you wouldn't have let me have done this. And I said, you didn't even come to me and talk to me. Everybody who comes to me and talks to me, we figure out ways to accomplish the goals that they have in their heart. Everyone. And if you have a goal, and it's your heart, first go within yourself and find the answer. And then come talk to me with your answer. I like that very much. Wouldn't you like that too?
Yes.
That'd be nice, right? Well, have a great day and have a great answer. And remember that you're fantastic, and I love you very much because I love myself. Uh-huh. I like you. I like you. I like you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you.